Hi, I'm your host, Matt Stauffer, and this is episode 92 of the 5-Minute Geek Show, a weekly show about development and everything around it. It's one topic per episode about front-end, back-end, mobile, project management, design, entrepreneurship, whatever. If it's geeky, if it's a hard word to pronounce at the beginning of the podcast, it fits. Today, we're going to be talking about burnout and spoiling yourself. So I used to work in a nonprofit, and in this nonprofit, there was a whole bunch of really fantastic people who were very talented, who had the potential to make lots of money as doctors and lawyers and all that kind of stuff, instead made almost no money. We actually, many of us had to sign a document saying, I'm willing to take below whatever particular standard it is to keep doing this job, even though I technically, theoretically should be making more money than this, even at our very low standards that we already have. So you got a lot of great people and a lot of them doing great work and a lot of them burned out and left. Number one reason people left this nonprofit, because of money. They got to a point where it just wasn't enough and they needed to go. Sometimes, often, with a little bit of frustration and a little bit of hurt, feeling like they wanted to keep doing it, but finances didn't just work out and they went off and did some other thing and just felt this huge relief when they were able to actually provide for themselves and their families. And I in some ways hit that point, although a little bit differently. And one thing that I noticed that actually really helped me out, one of my friends talked about, is that he almost left. And the reason he didn't leave was that he realized that in order to try and be cheap, in order to try and just make it by and decrease the amount of costs that he had to fundraise for himself, he would constantly and very frequently not expense something. And it would be, you know, just a little thing that, you know, a little bit of food there or travel there or whatever, wouldn't expense it. And what the kind of the motivation was is, well, the more things I expense, the more things I have to fundraise, right? And so it's just kind of like, well, I'm not going to expense this thing. And you can imagine if you're doing that for things that are actually needed, imagine what is happening for the things that don't feel like they're needed, right? Like a nicer car when you travel somewhere, or not having to share a bed with another grown man when you travel somewhere, or other just little kind of niceties that kind of like, yeah, as a grown up who, you know, has a real job, you get to do those things. So just the types of things that kind of like give you a little bit of tiny little bit of joy or a little tiny bit of discomfort, you'd always choose the one that's a tiny little bit of discomfort, because I mean, things that literally you have to do your job, it's even feeling hard to justify spending money on those, right? And so not only are you not giving yourself those little things, but then you find yourself in a place where your own personal money, which you have not nearly enough of, is going towards all these things all the time. And eventually it gets to a point where you just need out. And my friend said, the shift I needed to make was I realized that I needed to just expense everything. And I needed it not to be a personal burden, because the things you expense don't come out of your payroll. Now, you do have to fundraise for them, but you didn't have to come out of your payroll. So the more things I expensed, the less money that was coming out of my personal account. And the more I could just feel like the money I make, even though it's not a lot, I at least know that I'm going to get all of it. But not only that, but like when you start understanding that you just have to spend some money to make some money, or you have to spend some money to do your job or whatever it ends up being, you feel a little bit freer to just say, you know, and like, hey, I'm, you know, in order to do my job really well, I could either kill myself every Friday to do this thing, or I could pay $20 a month and not have to kill myself anymore. And one of the things was, people write a letter probably every 3 months or something like that to all the people who are giving money to them to say, hey, here's what's going on. And it's usually a 2-3-4 day process. You're writing this big long letter, you're printing out hundreds of them, you're stuffing all the envelopes, you're wrangling Excel to do data merges or mail merges, whatever they're called, and you're licking them and stamping them and mailing them all out. You're getting people to help you out, or you could pay a service to do it for you. And all you got to do is make a PDF and email them the PDF and make sure that your list with them is up to date. And then you're done. You know, a couple hours of work, but you got to pay them. So do people pay them? No. The majority of people don't pay them. The majority of people do all that work themselves. It's just one of those little things like, what is your time worth? Is 3 days of your time and energy and your stress worth, you know, a couple bucks extra, whatever it ends up being? So the reason this is connected is because I think that burnout and exhaustion and being overwhelmed and just quitting things often has to do with how much we allow ourselves to have the little joyful moments in those things and how much we're constraining ourselves to just do it the right way. And there's a reason why most successful diets allow you space for cheat days, right? It's if you're just killing yourself, you can only go for so long and before you burn out on the thing. So, for example, I am in an office that is a nice office, and I have an office on by myself, and it's a little bit of a luxury. At the same time, it's a very barren office, and it's not nearly as nice as I could be paying for. And I'm choosing to be in this office because I think it's the right balance of the two, which is good. But I've been a couple years here, and I just realized every day I was annoyed with this office. Every day I was frustrated with it, and every day I wanted to look for another office. And the cost of moving offices is pretty expensive, paying for movers and finding the new place and deposits and all that kind of stuff, all of my time that would be spent on that. But also just the cost of me hating where I am and not wanting to be here is also expensive, if nothing else than for mental energy, but also just for lack of productivity. The number of times I found myself saying, oh, I hate this office, or, you know, making excuses for it. So what I did was spent a couple $100, got the walls painted, hung stuff up on the walls. I've got a Cubs poster. I've got a world map poster. I've got a NASA poster. I hung up some posters I already owned, and I'd just never taken 20 minutes to just hang the dang things up. I put some protein bars in here so that I can kind of like keep myself going in the middle of the day and stuff like that. It's just these little treats. You know, I bought a $20 lamp on Amazon that makes me feel really fancy. I asked for my birthday for a old school flip clock, and just these little things that, like, now when I walk into my office with this little bit of work, this little bit of attention of just kind of spoiling myself and doing things that I didn't have to do, you know, past the bare minimum. But now I walk in here, I'm like, this is a cool space. This is my creative space. Every single time I'm on a screen share with someone or a video chat, I'm looking in the background and I'm feeling cool and I'm feeling proud of it, and it gives me energy and it gives me excitement. So I know this may have been a little bit disjointed, but I think that the thread there between these things is that there's something about the way that giving yourself little permissions and little freedoms and little treats and little joys, while it may feel expensive or wasteful in the moment, those are the cheat days that allows your diet to go further. Those are the little things that allow you to make it through the fact that you may feel like you are not making enough money, and you might not be, or you may feel like you are, you don't like your office, or whatever else it ends up being. Having those little niceties and just allowing yourself little niceties sometimes will keep you from making the big change, completely changing your career, completely spending thousands of dollars switching offices, whatever else it ends up being. Maybe that makes sense, maybe it doesn't, but it made sense to me. Hope it helps. So thanks for listening to the 5 Minute Geek Show at 5 Minute Geek Show on Twitter, number 5, 5MinuteGeekShow.com, FIVE. You can subscribe to us on iTunes via RSS. If you like the show, share it with your friends, rate it on iTunes. Thanks till next time. Matt Stauffer, 5 Minute Geek Show. Yeah, when you're singing it, can you do that?
Say 5 Minute Geek Show?
Yeah, but sing it with that song.
Five Minute Geek Show.
Perfect. My man.